inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rain.
Annuals, perennials, trees, seeds, and garden and lawn supplies now stocked in Geno stores. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, some helpful advice before you spend your money on something that may die within a season. With us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning, Matt. If they call them annuals, they're supposed to die at the end of the season.
I guess the watchword is know before you buy, right?
It truly is. And again, our labeling of plants, trees, shrubs, suitability for Juneau or Southeast Alaska really does come into question, especially when shopping at the big box stores that really have no staff with any degree of expertise in local gardening conditions. I mean, it's kind of new man or woman on staff. Oh, you're in charge of the garden center this year. And, folks ask, should I grow this in my yard, or can I grow it, or will it grow in my yard? And they ask, what town are you in? And unfortunately, a lot of plants aren't appropriate for Juneau.
Can you give me an example of some of the things that may not be?
Oh, sure. Oh, there's lots of them. I mean, there's annual trees and shrubs. And, of course, those are supposed to last a few years or more. Colorado blue spruce is a perfect example. They do fine in Haines and Skagway even, because it's drier up there. But for Juneau, they look beautiful when they come into town. I mean, all the plants look beautiful that come into town, usually. But they die a slow and painful death because they don't like the wet conditions we have in the wintertime or often in the summertime, too. Domestic blueberries or grapes or blackberries that come into town. The domestic blueberries usually hang on for 2 or 3 years, but they don't ripen fruit here. And again, they too don't like the wet. I believe that they need more heat, because certainly they grow just fine in places, Chicago to Detroit and north, that get cold winter temperatures, but they still need summer heat. I mean, look at them in Washington, where they grow lots of those. And in perennials, there's somewhat the same problem of plants which are sold that just don't come back year after year, which is the key word, really, in perennials. So if we treat them like an annual, say those really nice rose bushes that are being sold with flowers on them, the hybrid tea roses and floribundas and others, put them in a pot on a deck next to your entrance, ideally in the sunshine, and they'll usually make lots of nice flowers this summer, but they don't survive the winter, again, because of the cold, wet conditions, unless you've got a greenhouse you're going to put them in or bring them into a garage to keep them from drowning, essentially, and rotting.
So essentially we have a freight list set up by somebody in a chain store distributor who has no knowledge of what's happening.
Exactly. That is exactly it, Matt. So they ship it to Alaska and say, well, it should grow there, or at least they're not going to send them back. And hopefully the local people at least have a guarantee, warranty period. But usually, you get a dead plant and you're not going to pull it out and take it back to the big box store manager and say, hey, this didn't grow for me. I say, well, too bad. Hopefully they've got a warranty that says, sure, here's your money back. And again, that's where going to the local nurseries, going to the plant sale on Saturday, where we are all going to be selling plants that at least somewhere in Juneau they'll grow. I mean, many things will grow in downtown and they won't grow near the glacier or out where I live, and there's other places. There's microclimates within Juneau. But again, there's going to be lots of experts, Juneau Garden Club people, and Jensen Olsen Arboretum, the community gardeners, and the 4-H, and our Cooperative Extension agent's going to be there. So those are the folks people want to ask, does this grow here in Juneau, or how, or where, in the wet, the dry, the shade, and the sun? It's a great place to talk to people, bring along your coffee and your boxes and your wagons, pickup trucks, station wagons, to haul home the booty on Saturday at Safeway.
And also, don't forget your commercial competitors. They're also fairly knowledgeable.
Of course. sure, this is a good place. I mean, we are here, I mean, assuming that we are successful in what we do, we sell plants that people like and come back for or can recommend to friends and relatives here. That's, I mean, we're hopefully successful local business people. So, you know, patronize us and we can help you, help the gardeners. Talk about what's good for Juneau.
Okay, and once again, the insanity starts 9 o'clock at the Safeway.
9 o'clock Saturday morning at the Safeway parking lot, and come prepared. The weather is forecast to be reasonable, but, you know, it's Juneau, so extra tufts and rain gear is never out of place in these events.
Would it be a good idea to be asking you for advice, or maybe Dave Landrum or somebody from Don Abel or Jensen Olsen Arboretum right at 9 o'clock, or wait until
later? Well, it's a bit of a madhouse at the beginning. So if you can hang around for a while, and again, it's a social event, too. You'll see lots of other gardeners there. And even talking to the other gardeners, say, oh, you bought that plant. Where'd you get it? And, you know, would it work in my garden? You know, talk to other gardeners. Talk to your neighbors about what grows here.
Okay. Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Ed Byarsky is a master gardener, and he joins us every Thursday during the spring, summer, and very early fall to provide some advice on lawn and garden care. Yes, even lawn care. You're listening to Morning Edition here on KTOO Juneau. It's coming up on 8:01. Stay tuned for headlines coming up from NPR in just a few moments, and also the Marketplace Morning Report in just about 5 minutes from now. Dreams and bones.